Put your hands together, Mr. John Legend.
Woo-hoo! Yes, indeed.
JL.
Good morning. Now, I only got one correction to that introduction. I do have 9 Grammys, not 6 now.
Oh,
you don't correct me, John.
Eugene?
They gave Nephew Tommy, they told me 6. But, buddy, if it's 9, it's 9,
it's
man.
9, buddy. John, I'll be honest. I knew it was 9. I didn't know what he was talking about. I told you.
Hey, John, we got, of course, Kevin Hart in the building and the one and only Mr. Charlie Wilson.
Man, I'm a fan of both of these gentlemen. Now, let me tell you this. I know what it's like to go after Charlie Wilson in a show, and it's not fun. Let me tell you that.
Not cute. Not a good look. Not sexy.
Come on, John. Come on, John.
And, of course,
I'll tell you, I did a show in my home state in Cincinnati, and Charlie shut it down.
Charlie on the floor right now.
He remembers. He remembers, John.
I come in there at midnight, and folks are like, man, we getting out of here. This cat Charlie Wilson tore it down. I'm done.
But, hey, man, you're single tonight, man, with Ludacris is featured on the Think Like a Man soundtrack. Tell us about this song and how it, you know, relates to the movie.
Well, the thing is, I wrote the song for my next album, which is coming in September.
Okay.
But when I was talking to Tricky Stewart and L.A. Reid, they were putting together the soundtrack for the movie, and I played them a few joints from my new album, and they were just all over tonight. They were like, this has got to be in the movie, this has got to be on the soundtrack, and so I said, cool, let's do it. And I had already seen clips from the movie because I had met with Clint Culpepper, who's the head of Screen Gems that did the movie,
right.
And I knew it was going to be funny, and I knew it was going to be big, and so I was like, yeah, this would be the perfect outlet for the song. And then the way they laced it into the film is perfect.
Yes.
They put it in there like 3 or 4 times. And
magical.
It really is like the main song in the film.
No, so dude, it takes the movie to another level, John. It really does.
And seriously. Kevin Hart, my God. If people haven't seen it yet, if you're already a fan of Kevin, you're going to become a bigger fan. And if you ain't a fan now, you're definitely going to become a fan of Kevin Hart after you see the movie.
Oh, man. That's love, dude. I appreciate it. I appreciate
love,
it.
John. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
John, you did a sexy video, man, for this song tonight, accompanying this song.
Yeah, you know, I had to
took his shirt off.
Shirt off and everything. Went girls all up in there.
The song is sexy, so we had to make a video to match the song.
A funny John Legend story. We were in John. Where were we at when I ran into you in the gym? What city was that?
I think it was in Vegas.
Was it Vegas? Look, so we in Vegas.
It was Hollywood, Florida.
There you go. It was Hollywood, Florida.
You go to the gym, Ken?
Well, you know, I tend to work out. I thought I did. Okay, this is when I realized that my body ain't where it's supposed to be. So I'm there, right? I'm in a gym. I see John. Hey, what's going on, man? So he's just getting there. He's just starting out, like on a treadmill. So you know, naturally, men are competitive. You know, you have a competitive nature. Just as men,
right?
You know, I said, oh, you about to go do the treadmill? He's like, yeah, it's crazy. I'm do treadmill. Too. I just go ahead and get next to you. We run together. You know? There ain't no way. I'm going to let an R&B singer outrun me. That's what I'm thinking in my head. You know? I'm going to show him where it's at. Right?
You a comedian.
Let me tell you something. John might have ran for 3 days. I was done in 10 minutes. I worked out. John was still on the treadmill. I got done. I said, all right, John, I'm out. He said, yeah, well, I warmed up, so now I'm about to get my workout in. I said, he's a machine. Listen, John ran about 18 miles, dude. I'm not playing.
John, you running like that, man?
You know, Kevin, never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
That's my John Legend story.
But well, that's a good one.
You can catch the video on steveharvey.com. Check him out on Harvey Vision.
Oh, okay.
Click on Harvey Vision. That's
right.
The
video tonight out. Uh-huh. Go ahead, Charlie. You want to talk to you before I mention since you done messed him up in Cincinnati?
No. John, you know I love you, man. You're an incredible singer and performer and writer and producer, man. It's been great.
I appreciate it, and you're one of my favorite singers of all time. So
I'm just gonna put it out here, man. You done told me so many times you was gonna write a song for me. You know, first time I met him, and you know what I'm saying, hey, man, I got
to do it.
See, there you go again. The same thing he told me about 9 years ago.
Actually, Uncle Charlie, I got a song for you already.
You got it.
I got a couple of them that are perfect. I got one that's called Honeymoon.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I'm calling it out.
Uh-oh.
One's called Honeymoon, and one called Just Right. I'm telling you, they're both perfect for you.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I can't wait.
Hey, John, serious question for you, John. At this point in your career, man, and, you know, this is because I'm curious. I mean, you've accomplished so much. Like you said, you got nine Grammys now.
Yeah.
Singer, songwriter. For you right now, I mean, you know, with a successful music career, what is your challenge? Like, what are the other goals that you have that you've set for yourself? Do you say, you know what, I've got so much, but for me, I still need X, Y, and Z. I'm trying to achieve this so I can achieve greatness. What's the next level for you?
Man, I feel like I haven't done enough yet. that's really my motivation.
Nine Grammys, you ain't done nothing yet.
He's gonna beat up on Charlotte. That's the next thing gonna do.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's the mentality of a winner. You know, that's what I think. You know,
machine grinder.
You have to approach it like you have to prove yourself every time. Yeah. Like when I put a new song out, or a new album out, my fans ain't gonna just love it because it's me. Like I gotta give them something new to love every time that I put a new record out.
Dude.
And so I feel like I got to prove myself every single time. Every show I put on, every record I put out, I got to prove myself.
John, it makes me respect you that much more, man, because it's so easy to get content in the business when you're winning, you know? And, you know, when you get a certain level of success, some people acknowledge that level and say, you know what, I'm done. I done did it. I got 9 Grammys. For you to still work and for you to still push, you know, it shows that you're a fan of your craft. And I respect you for being that, man, for being a fan of your craft and for wanting more for yourself and to achieve more. And not just for you, for your fans.
I think that's
why I applaud you, sir. Yeah. I applaud and respect you
for
that, man.
And we love tonight. Yeah. We love tonight.
Yes,
it's such a hit.
Yeah.
You done made a lot of folks' night, too.
Yeah. And hey, John, we want to invite you and extend an invitation to you to join us at the 10th Annual Hoodie Awards in Las Vegas. Steve Harvey Hoodie Awards. Charlie Wilson will be there.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart did it last year, and we want to invite you, John, to join us at the hoodies. All right?
When is the show?
August 4th, 5th. It's a big weekend in Las Vegas.
First weekend in August, baby.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds good.
Are you free? Are you available, darling?
I ain't going to say off the top of my head because I don't have my calendar.
Right there. That's a smart businessman. That's a very smart businessman.
His schedule long.
Hey, honestly, look, John, this is me talking to you. Don't let the name Hoodie fool you, dude. It's a great time.
Oh,
honestly,
yeah.
One of the most beautiful events I've been to, dude.
Hey, this is the year of the hoodie. It's on that Trayvon anyway, so, you know.
There you go.
Wow. We never even thought of that.
Yeah.
Never thought of that.
There you go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.